poll, half of Americans agree U.S. trade relationship with China unfair. By Hannah Knudsen on May 14, 2025. Half of Americans agree that the U.S. trade relationship with China is unfair. A weekly survey from The Economist/YouGov found. Across the board, 50% said the trade relationship between the U.S. and China is unfair, compared to 23% who believe it is fair. Well over a quarter, 27%, remain unsure. There is a general consensus across party lines. As half of Democrats, 50%, believe the trade relationship is unfair, as do 54% of Republicans. A plurality of independents, 46%, believe it is unfair as well. Watch, President Trump, Joe Biden let China fleece us on trade. Only 21% of Democrats, 22% of independents, and 27% of Republicans believe the U.S. trade relationship with China is fair, while 29% of Democrats, 32% of independents, and 20% of Republicans remain unsure. It should be noted that a plurality across the board seem to be unsure if the trade relationships with Brazil, India, Vietnam, Russia, and Australia are unfair. The survey was taken May 8 to 12, among 1,786 respondents. It has a +3/3% margin of error. It comes on the heels of the Trump administration and China striking a deal, agreeing to a 90-day escalation in the trade standoff while formal negotiations remain underway. In a joint statement released May 12, the U.S. and China both recognize the importance of their bilateral economic and trade relationship to both countries and the global economy, as well as the importance of a sustainable, long-term, and mutually beneficial economic and trade relationship. Watch, President Trump, we're not going to lose $1 trillion for privilege of buying pencils from China. As Breitbart News' economics editor John Carney reported. Under the terms of the deal, the U.S. will reduce its reciprocal tariff on Chinese imports to 10%, down from the 125% level imposed during the height of the trade standoff earlier this year. China will match that move by lowering its own tariff on U.S. goods to 10%, also from 125%. Beijing also agreed to suspend non-tariff countermeasures that had been enacted since early April. A separate 20% tariff the U.S. imposed over China's role in supplying illicit drug manufacturers with key ingredients for fentanyl will remain in place. Republican Study Committee, RSC, Chairman Representative August Pfliger, RTX, chairman of the largest conservative caucus in the U.S. House, was among those who praised what he described as a groundbreaking agreement with China, noting that it demonstrates he, Trump, is truly the master of the art of the deal.